we have to be realistic. To date, there's been more than 33,000 people killed by the Israeli military in Gaza, and 17,000 of them have been children left without any surviving family. There's over 120 journalists who have been killed and over 160 UN officials and aid workers. What's going on in Palestine? It's not a war defence against Hamas. It's an effort to collectively punish the people of Palestine, and it's an ethnic cleansing of the people of Gaza. It's genocide. Now, the AXA Group, it's a multinational insurance company, and it holds around one-third of the motor market in Ireland. Israel is only able to maintain its apartheid regime of occupation over Palestinian people because of international complicity. And, unfortunately, a number of corporations like AXA have played a key role. AXA should really be protecting lives and not trying to destroy them. They've invested over $20 million in Israeli banks to finance Israeli illegal settlements, and it has been complicit in the violations of international law.
Is this protest outside Sligo one of many then that are happening right across the country?
Yeah, nationwide. Just in the 24th of March, the Sunday Business Post published the results of a Red Sea poll showing that the vast majority of people, of Irish people, are in favour of boycotting Israeli products. Another poll showed that about 80% of people believe that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. Now, March 23, AXA took targeted measures against Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine. Yet despite decades of Israeli apartheid, occupation and repeated massacres in Gaza, AXA continues to invest in the Israeli bank firms financing war crimes. So we're hopeful that we get a good turnout tomorrow. The last protest we had outside AXA, there was a large turnout and it was very peaceful.
While ultimately you would like people individually to boycott AXA, ultimately AXA should really do something themselves as a company.
Yeah, well, that's like it says in March last year, they took measures against Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So hopefully, as long as we can keep the pressure on them, they might do the same for the people of Palestine.